Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Michael Collins with Journey to Success. And tonight I will be interviewing Slavika Bogdanov about attractitude. And just let me say a little bit about myself. I am the author of Ushering in the Golden Age, Elevate Your Consciousness, which is about creating a love-based, heart-centered psychology. The book is available at www.michaelrobincollins.com, and you can find out about more about me and what I am doing. So tonight I want to introduce Slavika. And Slavika, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what you're doing?
Sure. Well, hello, everyone. So a little bit about myself. I would say that my background is quite diverse. I've traveled quite a bit from Europe to Canada, where I'm currently living, and most of my life has been basically working for businesses in marketing, business development, advertising, and so on, public relations, etc. And a few years back, after having some difficult times of my own, I've decided to become more and more knowledgeable in self-development and self-help. And I really developed, in the last 6-7 years, I really developed a lot of knowledge and experience on the law of attraction, mostly. And in the past 5 years, I was most of my time has been devoted in coaching and writing books about success and achieving your goals and reaching your dream and using the law of attraction in a positive way. That's a little bit my background.
Okay. And Slavika, you've just started a new website and a new business called Attractitude. Why don't you tell the audience a little bit about Attractitude?
I'd love that. Well, basically, a little very short time ago, I wanted to it starts with my purpose. I'm sure I've been put on this planet to really help as many people as I can and to basically be of service to as many people as I can, to inspire people, to help them transform their lives in a positive way and really coach them into success. That has been really my mantra and my whole way of thinking. And I wanted to spread that word and be visible to more and more people. So I thought of creating a website where I could actually reach as many people as I could. And then I realized that really when someone wants success, it has been said many times that the best way to be successful is to make as many people as possible successful with you. And I thought, wow, if I could get a project which would make everybody win and everybody successful, it would be awesome. It would be like the right thing to do in my mind. So Attractitude, what it is basically, it has become the largest source of quality live online coaching training. And what that means is that basically people can get coached and trained and training in all different areas of life, live with a life coach, but through the web, through the internet. So what I wanted to do by that is I wanted to reinforce positiveness into people's lives, and I thought, well, it would save people time not to have to travel to go somewhere to get training or get coached. And it would save them money, of course, because of the traveling, and also, you know, you would save on the watching the kids, and also being able to get all that information, all that coaching and training, and helping yourself grow without all the problematics associated with it most of the time. So I wanted to get experts out there that could help people get anywhere they want, basically. So having, you know, training on many, many different aspects, whereas it's business development, in self-development, in nutrition. You are one of the fantastic experts as well in wordsmithing and also laws of success with Napoleon, like the Napoleon Hill laws of success. So there's many, many different, I'm giving, for example, time management courses, but there's many other training and courses available. So the idea of the website is to have a lot of different trainers, coaches, experts, professionals offering help, offering their knowledge base to a wide area of individuals that can get that now without having to travel, having the expense of wasting time in traffic jams to get that that coaching.
So basically what you're saying is that people can get coached in the convenience of their own home and delve into subjects that interest them and that will help them grow their personal life.
Exactly. And basically, as a coach myself, I get a lot of training. I'm training most of the time because, like many coaches, we always try to improve our own way of teaching and our own self in order to better all the time the teaching we give others. And I found I was frustrating a lot of the times with, for example, going to a weekend seminar and coming back and not being able to apply what I've learned in my everyday life, or purchasing webinars that were pre-recorded where I couldn't ask questions to the coaches. So I thought if I was going to do something in that sense, I wanted to do basically something that you couldn't find out there, first of all, and secondly, that would really be the most convenient for the individual. So someone basically, you know, before, like, you would go to, and I'm not saying it's not good, you can do that as well, but it's just a different way of getting the information, you know. Before, you could go to a weekend seminar and acquire, you know, you're all pumped up, you're all excited, you got your, you know, your weekend training on nutrition or so, and then you come back home, and after a couple of weeks, you're just back in the same routine, back in the same problematics, and you can't apply what you've learned, and it's kind of a little bit a waste of money. Whereas if you're doing it and you're at home, you can always question and ask the coach and say, well, what you're teaching me, you taught me last week doesn't work because of this, because of that, and then you get help right away, and it's much, you know, your progress is much bigger and better and faster. And I really, my intent for this is for people to better their lives. I feel that in a world way, if you look at the planet, we're in need of being better and better and more at peace with ourselves. And if we're like that, we feel better, we're happier, and that's the whole goal of this, is to make as many people as possible, you know, autonomous and happy.
So part of your purpose, then, you would say, is helping people realize their God-given ability to be one with the universal mind and tap into the great love and great peace. Do you want to expound on that just a little bit?
Definitely, I'm totally with you. You know, consciousness, the way I see it, is to be expansive, to be united, one with the universe, one with God, one with the spirits out there, to be one with everyone else, as we are all united, as we are basically all one. But before you reach that level of consciousness, of being able to fathom that greatness of the holiness of the whole universe, well, unfortunately, most people need to first get rid of their small little problems that are in the way of that consciousness evolution. For me, it is extremely important to bring people there one day. But in order to bring people there, you know, that's the last step perhaps in really openness, in being one with the universe where everything is possible and when you can achieve any of your goals. But before that, there's little steps to take, and for that you need to, you know, basically get rid of your everyday problems. I believe it's like that. some people, they're able to directly go to this universal mind, and it would be fabulous if everybody did.
Savika, can you give the audience an example of a little step that they can take to help get rid of a problem that may be plaguing them right now?
Well, definitely. In any area of life, I believe, you know, that a human, I see people as I would see, let's say, a table, you know. If you don't have the four legs standing up, if you don't fix them, you're always going to be tangling and crooked and not happy. So, for example, you know, just on a nutrition base, just fixing a few different issues. You know, it could be drink more water, for example. You know, just change one thing one day for 24 days and see the result. You know, that would be for health. You know, drink more water, sleep better, sleep at regular hours. That would be for the health part. But there are so many different aspects in that. Then for the money issue, you know, there's different classes we offer to help people, you know, get out of their, you know, difficulties dealing with money. Money is an energy like anything else, you know. It's our concept about that energy that a lot of people get blocked and have difficulties with money. But learning how to deal with that, well, that's a little step. It seems as a huge step for, you know, many, many, many people. But it is one thing that people can get help and can get solved, you know. So if you fix your health, you fix your problems with money, relationships usually are always better when you feel good about yourself, when you have self-esteem, when you love yourself, you will love others. So learning to build that love within yourself, knowing to accept yourself as a whole, that you are enough, you are okay the way you are. Everybody's perfect today at the utmost perfection they can be because they're doing the best with what they have, what they know at this present moment. They cannot be more perfect, but they can always better themselves. So loving yourself would be a little step. It's a big step, but everything is really, you know, relative. And that's all little knowledges, little coaching, small steps that they can take to really climb that ladder, that to open their minds and, you know, understand the gratitude, understand the love that the universe is giving back, understand that whole wow of life. But to understand the whole wow of life, you know, you need to get to know that there's shadows in your way and just, you know, swoop them out of the way.
Right. Well, one thing that I like is when I call you and I don't get you, I get your phone message.
Yeah.
And I love what your phone message says, you know, that you decided to change your life and you only want to hear about the positive. So
yes.
Tell people a little bit about what inspired that message.
Well, actually, it's Wayne Dyer that inspired that message. I read a lot about the power of intention and the power of goodness, and so I've decided to really reinforce every single aspect I can of positiveness, not only for me, but because when I radiate that positiveness, it will radiate around me. I've noticed that the more I used positive attitude and positive thoughts and positive energy and love, unconditional love, gratitude, you know, non-judgmental values, to be really at peace with myself and with others. As much as I use positiveness, for me, my life improved and it radiates around and everybody benefits that is around me. Actually, people tell me, you inspire me. When I call you, I get this positive energy all the time. And so I know it works, you know. And so I decided that it's a decision you can take. I decided I do not want any more negative energy coming into my life. You know, so complainers, you can go to and knock on somebody else's door.
Right.
Not at my house, you know. Or gossipers, or, you know, I do not watch the news, the media, the bad news. because I know there's bad things going on in the world. I don't need to see it constantly to be reminded of it. I prefer to pray for love and to pray for peace and to pray for having better things and to be grateful for everything positive we already have than to dwell upon the negativity in life. And I think, you know, when people train in that, when they discipline themselves in that, their whole life can change, really in a beautiful way.
Well, just listening to what you just said and the way you answered that question, it reminds me so much of the law of attraction. And I know attractitude is based upon the law of attraction. So just really break it down and let people know what you think of the law of attraction and how, you know, just what you said, when you are positive, you start to attract that positive vibration in all of your life. And when you become prosperous, you don't only become prosperous with money, but you become prosperous with love, you become prosperous in relationships, you become prosperous at work. And it's like a chain reaction where you're attracting all that into your life.
So definitely. I totally agree with you. You see, the way I see the law of attraction is that, you know, it's attraction exists. Attraction on the planet, the law of attraction exists. No matter what we do about it, it's a force that exists, as would the law of gravity exist. I often compare the two because people understand the law of gravity. If you jump off the roof, chances are you're going to end up on the floor. You know, there's big chances that you're not going to fly right away. And the same thing with the law of attraction. It works whether you think about it, whether you want to, whether you or not. But many people say, oh, now I want to use the law of attraction. It's used all the time. But the difference is, how do you want to use it? Do you want to attract the positive energy in your life, or do you want to attract the negative energy in your life? And it's the same thing as the law of gravity. You can know it exists, but then it's a different thing to actually, you know, take a class and learn how to fly, how to use the law of gravity. It's
right.
Like somebody would say, you know, I want to today use the law of gravity. You don't have to use it. It's there all the time, but you need to learn how to attract the positive, how to fly on that positive vibe. And that can be taught. And basically, it's really a matter of disciplining our focus. And I'm sure you will agree, Michael, it's a lot disciplining our words.
Exactly.
The way we use the words, you know, being... I'm actually reading now the four Toltec agreements, and the first agreement is about being really certain about how you use your spoken word. And it is so imperative because our words reflect our thoughts, and we need to be impeccable with our thoughts because our thoughts are basically energy. As money is energy, as everything is energy, basically. So if you have positive energy, positive thoughts, with the law of attraction, you're going to attract positive thoughts.
You know, I agree with
that. And you know this, yes?
You know, I agree with that 100%.
Oh, of course. And it works. It works. When you start using the positive in your life, you systematically attract the positive, and so much so that I notice that the negative is almost bounced off. And I write, you know, every day I have my gratitude book where I write all the things I'm grateful for my day. And in there, I love to note the little miracles that happen during my day because of the law of attraction, all the positive things I attracted. And the more you focus, it's like, you know, you can play the game that you focus on a certain color and you'll see that color all the time. You know, or if you like a car, you're going to see that car everywhere suddenly. So your mind will automatically search for the things that you think of or you talk of the most. But if you speak of prosperity, if you speak of love, if you speak of kindness, If your words will reflect your thoughts, your actions usually will reflect the words you speak the most often, and your actions are what will become your future, your reality in your future. So today we only look at the results of the thoughts we had many months or many years ago that are now, the thoughts are like the little seeds you plant, and the results, what you see in your daily life, well, it's the plant that has grown. If it's a bad plant, if it's weed, it means that the seed was negative.
Exactly.
Change the seed, the plant will grow beautiful. It will be the most beautiful flowers in your life.
Well, Savika, we
and
have
remove
somebody...
all the weeds.
Exactly. I love that analogy. We have a caller. Let me click on the caller and take their question. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Good evening.
You're on Blog Talk Radio, Journey to Success, and I'm
okay.
Here with Savika. Your name is?
My name is Andreas, and the accent here is Greek. And
yeah.
I'm just saying it just in case, so you probably say, hey, where did this guy come? By the way, a lot of great thoughts, but I'm Greek, so we have to disagree with a few of them. Greeks like not always to say yes, but I'm going to say the good things first, that I agree totally with both of you. I write, and I give seminars on personal development and spirituality and so forth. I just want to something for you to think about, perhaps let me know what you think about it, is not what you say to yourself, but how you feel about it that is going to heal your life. Sometimes saying no can be the most healing word, and yes, the most toxic. In that particular quote of mine, basically say that sometimes thoughts or words that may sound very positive, but in reality produce very negative feelings. I can go on give you hundreds of examples.
Mm-hmm.
Or even, for people sell a lot of seminars repeating the same thing of Barnes & Noble, and I don't want to sound like a self-righteous guy that knows it all and on and so forth. But, I tell you what, we have to balance our dreaming, our wishful thinking, our passions, with some thinking, what makes sense. I call it dream thinking. Dream thinking is the ability not only to wish, because it's easier to wish than to think. It's always easier to say positive mantras than to do something about to change your life. And it sells very good these days. A lot of books out there, they're using the words less effortless. Human beings always like to see themselves as spirits and wish for things. And the way that they think about things, it doesn't sell seminars or books to talk about doing some work. But I just want to say one thing, that we have to balance both. Our dreaming, our wishful thinking, things that feel good. Actually, I said something earlier that if you think about it, it may stick in your mind. It's not what you say, but how you feel about it. And as far as the law of attraction, this is a wonderful, very articulate Serbian lady said, which are very classy of her, and she's wonderful words. My personal, and it has not to do with her or you, my personal is that that there's not such a thing as law of attraction. It's not about gravity. I hope she doesn't mind that. If it was that, we would all be in trouble because every time we upset, depressed, anxious, and that is part of life, we would attract just the same. Or the fact that we fall out of love with somebody that we felt attractive to, once we find out that he's cheating or she's cheating on us, is not because the law of attraction just stopped in a moment when we call the lawyer. So there is a lot of wishful thinking, and it helps. If it helps anybody to think about it, be all well. I don't want to sound like a cynical guy, the Greek that knows it all, but I just want to say that we should be grateful because the truth is, sometimes we're attracted to very opposite. People who are confident are attracted to people who are not very confident. And people who are positive, they're attracted to people who are not very positive. But it's an illusion. It's an illusion that we think that we're only attractive, that are like, brings like. There are a lot of Serbians that I mean Serbs, that they marry Bosnian girls. You know, I mean they're not the same in a lot of ways. It doesn't mean anything. So like does not attract like, and we shouldn't be thankful for that. And the last statement, I know I'm being kind of rude and I apologize for that, is the fact that the Chinese have all the money and the Indians are coming up and Brazil is getting rich is not because they bought a lot of books for a law of attraction and became richer, wealthier countries, and we have a problem with our economy. It's not because these people automatically are meditating better or wishing better or trusting in the universe and energy better than us. You know, it's because of physical, natural resources and using our brains.
Well, Savika, would you want to answer these questions?
Yes, sure. Well, first I want to thank you for calling in. It's very nice. Also, Andreas, I want to tell you that I love Greece. I've been, and I want to go back. Actually, I fell in love with the island of Samos, Pitagoria, which I love.
I have been there a few
really
times.
It's very
don't
nice.
Don't go now. They're in trouble. But you go in 2 years from
no,
now.
No, I like Greece. But you actually, you know, we could talk for days about the law of attraction, but just I wanted to point out a few things that, first I wanted to clear up why I compare it to the law of gravity is not to say that it's the same thing, just so that people understand that the law of attraction exists no matter what, as other laws in the universe. The other thing that I wanted to, I totally agree with you with the feeling that goes with the words, and that's why we could talk for days about the law of attraction. Nevertheless, there are some words that are very difficult to associate with hate. For example, if you say, like, I don't know if you know about the Ho'oponopono, if you say, for example, Andreas, I love you. It's very difficult that the feeling in everybody's heart will not be positive, because those words are just ultimately so beautiful that it's, you know, so I believe there are some words that are, you know, like, Andreas, you are enough. You are, you know, God-given enough. You are forgiven. You are worthy. You are healthy. You are wonderful. All these words, it's difficult not to feel a positive vibe, even if, you know, I don't know you, but I mean, only those words are positive in their own way. Now, for sure, if you have, like you talked a few times about wishful thinking, I'm not for wishful thinking. When I coach people, I tell them from the start, it's going to be simple, but it's not going to be easy. What I do is not easy. And I talk about discipline.
Well, I didn't talk
and
to
I
you.
Talk
you're
about,
beautiful.
You know, the work behind it. It takes discipline of the mind. It takes focus. It takes meditation. It takes the kindness behind it. And I'm not talking about countries, because countries are a whole different area. I'm talking about individuals and how to empower them. So I will not compare, you know, why a country is doing so supposedly better than another, because we enter politics and economics on a wider level than the individual, how his or her life can be okay no matter what the economics of the country. Some people have become really prosperous in many ways, not just money, but in many energetic ways, no matter where they are or no matter what they're living, what their past is, or no matter what their economic condition of their country is. So what I wanted to let people know with the law of attraction is that really, you know, and the action for sure follows the words. That's what I said as well. You cannot just have the words but do nothing with them. Usually the actions needs to follow the words. But if your words and your thoughts are crooked at the beginning, action is going to have much less fuel to be generated. You know, if someone, let's say, already thinks that it's going to be a tough job, that they hate that job, that they hate going there, that they dislike their boss, the action following going there is already not fueled by any positive energy. So that's where I wanted to go, you know. And when I say I closed up with negativity, that's a whole other, you know, a discussion we could have, because, you know, as you said, no can be healing, and definitely no to negativity is very healing. Saying, no, I don't want to partake in your negativity is extremely healing. And saying yes just because you feel you need to obey or abide by some rules can be devastating as well. I totally agree with you on that as well. So, but saying no to negativity, sometimes it's hard work, because how do you say no to your negative relatives or negative parents or your negative spouse? It's a, you know, it's a whole different discussion, and it's taught. We teach that. So, but I agree with you. You know, the wishful thinking is, but there's nothing attained without effort. But if the effort comes with positive, loving thoughts, and the words are positive and loving, I tell you, there's going to be much less effort to go with that flow than if you're pedaling against it. That I am certain of, and I am living proof of that. I don't know what you think, or maybe other listeners think.
Right. We lost Andreas, but he's back, I see.
Okay.
I just wanted to say a couple of things on what you said also, Andreas, that the words that we use, our words are actually vibrational energy. It's all energy. And our thoughts are made up of the collection of words we choose to string together. So every time that we are talking, everything that we're putting out there, be it to a group or be it to ourselves, we're still putting this energy vibration out there. Yes, we do need to say no, because if something does not resonate in our hearts, it's important for us to say no and stand up for what we believe. So in many ways, saying no can be a very positive experience. But what I would say to the audience, and to say to everybody out there, realize the power of each and every word you're saying, because we're actually sending out vibrational energy and waves of energy. And so that energy goes out. It's like a broadcast. It's like this radio broadcast. Anybody who is listening to this in this moment, or anybody who's going to listen to the archive version, is actually tuning into this broadcast. So there is something inside of them that is attracting them to this energy in this conversation. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's come up on the use of words, it's very important for us to look at this and examine this. And also, I want to say, when we were speaking about the law of gravity, one of the things that I talk about in my book is the law of gravity. But the opposite of the law of gravity is the law of levitation. And mm-hmm. nobody really talks about the law of levitation. And within the law of levitation, we learn how to fly. We learn how to raise up. We learn how to let go and release the energy that keeps us so grounded and fixed in the gravity of life. And when we start to go into the levitation, it's interesting. The word gravity really is synonymous with the seriousness of life, and mm-hmm. levity is synonymous with the laughter, levity, laughing, being light. So when we start to be lighter and lighter in our thoughts, what this really means is that we are being more accepting and allowing people to speak their truths, understanding their truths, and realizing that each and every one of us has our own purpose. Each and every one of us is here to live that purpose. And when we start to live that purpose, we're each like a piece in the puzzle of God's great mosaic. And so no one and no thing on life is inconsequential. And mm-hmm. our words are what gives us the consequence and what is our expression. So the more careful we are with our words in saying what we truly, positively believe coming from our God consciousness, is the power that we have in being ourselves and living our purpose.
Yeah. You see, an example for that, For example, my mom, I just realized recently we spent a week together, and she, ever since I remember, when she got sad, when something was terrible that she would see, she would always say, "It makes my heart ache." It was a saying, you know, like many other sayings, but that was her saying. And when she liked something, she would say, "Oh, that thing sticks to my heart." That's how she would use words. She has a heart condition today. And I would say, because we're healing her. And I made her realize, I heard her words, and I say, don't you see that you're not talking about any other part of your body that is aching when you feel pain, except that part of your body that is now actually aching?" And I said, "Can you please start changing your words?" And she did. She actually started changing the entire energy around her wording and the way she rephrased completely. It's been a little while now, but she feels much better. And we're healing her in different ways. You know, of course, words are not the only way you heal. But it's just an example that sometimes we don't pay enough attention to how we use some words. And it can have, I'm not saying it's 100% the cause, but it does affect, as you say, it is energy. It is energy. So it's nice to use that energy effectively for the better of our lives.
Exactly. And right now, this is Michael Collins of Journey to Success Radio. I'm here talking with Slavika Bogdanov, and we're talking about attractitude. Slavika, can you give everybody your website and your the best way to contact you? I see that we've lost Andreas, and again, I just want to say thank you, Andreas, for the call and stimulating the conversation and sharing your thoughts with us. So, Slavika, if you could give people information on how to contact you, the Attractitude website, so people can actually see what we're talking about.
Definitely. Well, the website is attractitude.com. So it's basically a mix between attract and attitude. So attractitude.com. And if not, well, they can find me Attractitude in Facebook. Skype is the same. If you, I think via your blog, they're going to see my name. They can go on my personal website where they will find more about myself. I won't spell my whole name because it's going to take a while. But through your blog, they will get more information. And I'm sure, you know, a lot of people can be helped. And instead of searching Google and searching so many different places to get help and get coached, you get everything under one roof and get, you know, really experts and people that with, you know, I personally ask, you know, go through every single person that wants to join Attractitude as a coach to make sure that there are people that truly want to help, truly want to be of service to others, so that people really, you know, get rid of those blockages, those problems, those anything that gets them away from seeing how beautiful their life can be.
Right. And so what you are saying is you're not trying to fix people, but you're trying to show people how to be more themselves and bring more of themselves out.
Exactly, because the best way to heal or to teach, or for me anyway, the best way to help someone is to teach them how to help themselves, to be autonomous in helping their own self become whoever and whatever they want to be, so that they do not need us anymore, and be able to actually, you know, reach higher levels of consciousness and feel that gratefulness and feel that energy of the unity and be together as one, you know, with the whole other people of this planet.
Right. Again, this is Michael Collins with Blog Talk Radio. For any of the listeners out there who would like to ask a question of Slavika, the number to call in is 718-766-4453. That number is 718-766-4453. And just to continue the conversation, I wanted to also make a statement, and then you can elaborate a little bit on this or tell me what you think of it. But we, when Andreas had called in, he talked about people of opposite backgrounds marrying each other and almost saying opposite attracts. And yes, on that level, it looks like opposites attracts. But on the greater level of the law of attraction, what is the attracting factor? It's love. And love does not know the pretensions and the superficialities that we put on as humans. Because when we go into our spiritual nature, love is just love. So, you know, so many times people talk about unconditional love. And when I hear unconditional love, I hear, you know, being a wordsmither, I hear unconditional and I hear conditional right away. Love is inherent in love. And so for me, love doesn't need anything. And the underlying factor is that when people come together, it is that love that brings them together. It's that love that attracts them. And so on the outside, to people looking at their situations, their nationality, yes, that's all could be opposite. It could be opposing political views. But the underlying thing is when people realize that love within themselves, then that love is what's attracting people to them. And love, again, you know, is figured out to be the most high vibration in the world. And, you know, you can read Dr. David Hawkins' book, Force Versus Power, where he actually goes into this in depth. So, Savika, just give me your ideas on these statements.
Well, I would say I totally agree with you, and actually, as of today, I will not use the word unconditional love. Although I like to make a differentiation in love, and I'll give you an example. For example, I think a lot of people think they love the another person. I'm not saying, you know, they don't have love in them. Everybody, thank God, has that beautiful energy of love. But when they're looking for a mate, they're looking sometimes for a mate that will fill a gap they feel they have inside them. And they forget that we're all whole. We're all one. We don't need someone to fulfill us. We need to feel fulfilled, and that's the best way we're going to love another human that feels fulfilled. And a lot of people, because they have a crooked table and a part of them table is the self-esteem or not feeling good enough, they feel that someone else will make them feel good enough. And they usually seek, consciously or not, they attract a person that will either fill that gap or fill the fear. So some people are fearful of some things, and that's what they're going to attract in their mate. That's one thing I would say about attracting. So sometimes it looks like some people are attracting their opposite, but it's just because they're attracting some pieces of the other human that are filling out a gap they don't feel they can fill themselves. I believe, not to call it unconditional love, if I can, I'll call it true love, the pure love, the beautiful love that is so gracious and full of life, is a love that when you are love within you, with you, with everything about you, the good, the things that you don't like as much, the mistakes you've made, the learning patterns, everything about you, then the love you offer is complete. And then that's what you attract in your life, other people that can offer that love in completeness. That is not a jealous love. That is not a needy love. That is not a greedy love. It's a pure love. And I would say many, many people, they go into relationship because they're afraid of being alone, because when they're alone, they're faced with themselves, and they're faced with parts of themselves that they cannot accept. And that's a healing thing. I believe that when people are healed, they don't need to go to others to not feel alone. They're happy the way they are, and they go to others, attracting the true love, that beautiful love. And that has no boundaries, that has no countries, that has no colors, that has no religion, that has just two souls that truly are connected with that beautiful energy of, as you say, the highest type of energy there is, of love.
Great. I see that, I think Andreas is back. Let me click in. I think he has another question. Hello, Andreas.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. Not really. I mean, I would just run ahead to do something now, but I just picked up a lot of great thoughts. I just wanted to say thank you very much for letting me in. And we're probably in 80% in agreement. We'll be in trouble if we are 100% in agreement with
right.
everything. So, but both of you are very articulate. Are already, I'm going to say something in email. Thank you. And I put a link on Facebook to my beautiful Serbian friend. And to you also, you can look at my work on self-esteem and books that is coming and stuff like that, like hypnosis and on and so forth.
Well, Andreas, I'd like to say thank you for, number one, reaching out to us, and number two,
Can I also send you a link? I sent one, and you can both share the link, and it's my pleasure, because you know what? Let me finish that and apologize for that. Besides what the words, is something more important, and that is the essence of the words. Of course, you know, because a lot of politicians, they can use beautiful words, and if they're not coming for a pureness of heart, like what I picked up from the gentle voice of you, the gentleman, and my female friend, is that a gentle essence of heart, a sense of true spirituality and empathy and compassion. And because, you know what, politicians can use a lot of positive words, but I think it is the beauty of the energy that the words are carry with it, you know. And in your case, both of you are projected at least through the waves, which I can. That's precisely the reason why I called. And then, of course, besides that, I got some great pointers from you. But I take your thank you. Very welcome. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Be well, and I send you both a link and. I used to have a little show, and I'm going to turn it on again. I used to call it Greek Salad, and it talks about all these ideas. I used to have a little radio show, but I went to Greece, to the Greek islands. I lived 6 of the month in the Greek islands, and now I'm in Florida. So I think Greek Salad is going to come up again. It was nothing but a salad of ideas, from success to spirituality to hypnosis and on and so forth. But this is your show, so I want to thank you one more time. You have 12 minutes left. And thank you very much one more time.
Okay, and thank you, Andreas. We appreciate it.
Be well, sir.
Okay.
Be well, sir.
That was very beautiful, very gracious.
Yes, it was. It was. I really appreciated that.
So, Slavika, he's right. We do have about 12 minutes left. This hour has been going by very quickly.
Yes, it has.
What would you want to say again about attractitude and what the purpose is? And, you know, we talked about, you know, people being able to study in the comfort of the soul of their home. But talk a little bit about how you want to transform people's souls, how you want how this idea really wants to open up people to who they are spiritually, because we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. And the more that we tap into our spirituality, we're really tapping into our God-given powers. And when we start to tap into our God-given powers, we can actually move mountains. And it's interesting because right before the show when I was talking with you and you explained what your last name meant, God, given by God, just talk about that because obviously you came into this world with that name. So given by
yes.
God has to be an underlying theme in your subconscious. So I'm asking you to bring that out
I
right
do
now.
Believe so. And I came to that realization not too long ago, actually, because I was writing, I wrote a book called Conversations with Angels. And so I came to realizations about the angels in my life not too long ago. And I started thinking, wow, what is my name? You know, words are so important. What does my name mean, you know? And when I realized that in Serbian it meant, you know, given by God, my last name, and my first name is basically the glory given to saints that protect the house, those two together make a fabulous combination for
right.
the purpose of a single human being. So yes, ever since I was and it's funny because ever since I was a little, I've been really seeking ways to enlighten. And the words from my mouth ever since, even as a teenager, was how do I bring light to as many people as I can? And it has been really, really a quest. When I was a teenager, I spoke to my philosophy teacher. And I asked him, you know, can I become maybe a politician? I will have the power to, you know, be over a big number of people and enlighten them. And then he said, forget about this, because as you grow into that position, you might lose that power that you want so much to have, and you might not be able to do what your quest is. So I transformed that to really coaching and education. Where I thought, if I change the life of one person, and I've had, thank God, changed the life of many, but if you improve the life of one person where they get, you know, they get healed, they feel that their life is, their little problems of their everyday life is healed, wow, then they feel that relief, and after the relief, they can grow, their soul can grow. And what I mean by that is that they can actually realize how beautiful they are and how connected they can be and how their magic, how magic can happen. And I have people I coach that their life change and they call me really excited saying, I can't believe what is happening to me. And I keep saying, it's not happening to you. You are changing within yourself and then, therefore, attracting the best to you. And it's only natural. This is the law. It's natural. And so my big purpose, I'd say, with Attractitude is I want to enrich people's lives so that they learn what they need to know in order to move on, to move up, to be better, to feel better, to be greater at whatever they're doing. And then see that they can be great at anything and at everything, that everything is within us. And it's just a matter of healing ourselves and forgiving ourselves in knowing that we are loved, that we are enough, that we can be loved, that is the utmost. And as you said, love is such a powerful energy that with that, everybody can be co-creators of their lives with God, with the universe, as long as I want that co-creation to be positive. So Attractitude has two real purposes. One is to help people so that they can help themselves achieve their goals, their dreams, and then be bigger. And by being happy, hold people's hands all over the planet, and we have much more peace and much more love in the universe. And the second really big, big purpose of Attractitude is I want to give back. And I give back, but my cause, my purpose, is education. And I want to help kids. I want to help youth to get a better education, education where at very little they will learn the laws of love, of forgiveness, of all those beautiful, the importance of words, importance of spirituality. I want to implement and create and help education in that way so that the kids don't need to heal and go to coaching and have all the problematics when they're older, but get it right there at the youth, at the beginning, so that they can grow into amazing spiritual beings much faster and younger. And then the future can be only the brightest I could possibly imagine.
Thank you for putting that thought out there, because I think that's something that people need to hear. And, you know, from my observation, when children come into the world, they are very connected with their God consciousness.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
as they are raised, they start getting programmed into the ways of society. So
yeah.
if we made the ways of society the ways of God consciousness, and these
Imagine.
Young kids were taught to fly when they're 3, 4, and 5, and
Imagine.
we learn how to respect that creativity, that answer, and trust in their knowingness, and not question where it's coming from, but trust in that knowingness, they could be tremendous teachers for us. And just like
exactly.
the elders through their experience are tremendous teachers,
exactly.
children can be tremendous teachers also.
Exactly. And for me, you see, what I want to do is, you know how loving prayer can be powerful. But imagine if we taught the kids the beauty of healing love energy, and they could, you know, pray together for healing the planet, healing each other, sending waves of love energy. Imagine the power, the beauty. I'm talking about the nice kind of power, the power of healing, the power of beautiful. It's unimaginable what we could become. All these little God creators with love, positive energy, where we would teach them that it's possible to never have to face a doctor, because we can teach kids to eat healthy, be proper in their manner, be disciplined in their life, so that later on we don't need to think about, you know, how are we going to pay for the medical care,
exactly.
or, you know, why are so many people depressed and on drugs, and why so many wars and hatred and miscommunication. You know, just teaching emotional intelligence, for example, teaching them to communicate in a non-aggressive but passive way between them would already be such a gain. You know, just teaching them to pacifically express their emotions would be such a gain. Not even talking about teaching them the magnificence of being one with the universe. As you say, they're already connected. They already know that within them.
Right.
For me, that's a passionate subject. I that's what drives me every day, is I think one day I know it's feasible. I know we can get there as a collective mind.
And, you know, I'd like to further this conversation, but we're down to our last 2 minutes. And I'm just going to say one thing, and when we start to get into our God consciousness, God consciousness is only positive energy. So when we look at what is godly and what is ungodly, you'll see that the negative things fall into that ungodly conscious. And when we really start to do it, you know, like you said, we have the power to heal, to keep ourselves in perfect health, all the things that are the nature of God. But what I want to do, Slavika, if you could give your information again, because we are down to the last 60 seconds, I want to say thank you. I want to say I love you, and thank you for sharing this information, creating this website, creating this work, and sharing your beautiful, incredible energy with this audience tonight. So I love you.
Thank you, Michael. I love you as well. I love everybody that is listening. I hope your lives are empowered, improved. I hope you get the energy, the positiveness, Go on attractitude.com if you need more information. Go on Michael's blog, radio, and you'll find more information about us. I want to send you my deep love and compassion and a lot of gratitude to you, Michael, and to God and the universe. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. And this is Michael Collins with Journey to Success Radio. Thank everybody for listening in, and thank you for your support. And I want to, again, thank our caller today, Andreas, for sharing that information and stimulating the conversation. It was greatly appreciated. Take care. Hello?
Yes?
Okay, that's it.
Wow, that was so nice.
It was really beautiful. That's what I mean. You never know how the conversation's going to go. Spiritual.
I knew it was going to be beautiful with you, that's for sure.
Okay, thank you. Yeah,
thank you very much, Michael, for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
This was an amazing conversation. It was
It was.
Okay. Take care, Slavika.
Thank you, Michael. You as well.
Okay.
All the best, and I'll keep you posted on, and keep me posted.
Okay.
I'm interested to know. And I wish you all the best until we speak again.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.